Well, hello and welcome to the inaugural version or inaugural episode. I swear English is my first and only language. It's the inaugural episode of Movies Through the Years. It's a spin-off of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast where Simon and I, we get a guest, and the guest chooses 5 years in consecutive order, and then we have to compile a list of our top five films from those 5 years. How you doing, Simon?
I'm going to hate you. This is a hard topic. I
It
did
is.
not enjoy this. And are we having the same guest every time or just random guests?
I don't know. I guess it depends on how this episode goes. Maybe we should
So,
introduce our guest.
do we have one? I haven't seen them yet.
Well, sitting next to me is
Oh,
It is my lovely girlfriend. Her name is Kate. I don't know if you want your last name out there, so I will just call you Kate.
that's great. That works for me. I'll respond every
Listen,
time.
Hayner, if we're having guests on, I think they should have a last name.
My last name is Martin. Good luck finding me.
Yes.
Nice
And
of
you
you.
have, hang on, we got one more thing to talk about. She is on Letterboxd, people. So if you want to follow her, it's Kate New York City or something.
Yes, it's K, the number 8, and then NYC.
So you
Super
ate New York
original.
City. I
Yes.
think
Yeah.
you ate all the Krispy Kreme donuts or something. Maybe
Kate,
that's
yeah,
why you were.
listen, we're gonna get you a stale one some way.
Dog's bringing
And
it to me.
since it is our guest who chose the 5 years that we will be discussing, Kate, would you like to let us know what years of films we will be going over today?
Sure. I picked 1997 through 2001
Now, why?
because I thought it was, had it been enough time, right? It's far enough in the past to make it interesting. But also turn of the millennium, introduction of actually good CGI, a lot of like movies about the tech wave, things like that, art house becoming more popular. It seemed like a rich, fertile area from which to pick movies without any one of us being like, well, that was, 2 years ago, so it's too recent, or too far ago, so it's a little harder to connect
Can
with.
I argue with you why I think you picked these years?
What?
Because you haven't seen anything pre-1995.
It's not true. I've seen plenty of stuff from the. You do start to lose me with the black and whites. I'll be honest about that. But
Great. So we won't see when I pick my years. You're nowhere to be found.
I greet the challenge. This is
Oh,
my
I'm going to
pick.
give you a challenge because Doug will tell you when I pick, he's going to hate me.
Oh gosh.
1920 through
Ah, yeah, the
19.
talkies.
Yeah.
We're getting color picture anytime
You
now.
want to do the 20s? I will have a lot of homework to do for doing the
Yeah.
20s. I'll be honest with that
I
one.
mean, I think I've probably seen 20 movies from the 20s total,
Yeah.
so.
So have I. So it will not be the 20s. But
So
even the
Caligari,
30s, I'm not
Nosferatu.
great on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But
who's
yeah.
starting?
Do we want to just start with every, go around, do everyone's number
Well,
five?
let's
Number, yeah.
discuss the thing. We're supposed to pick five directors, right? That's what I did.
I picked
Ooh.
five movies. I
Yeah.
picked five titles.
I thought we were picking directors.
I thought we were doing movies.
You guys talked about directors in your last episode.
Yes, it's directors. Don't tell me
No.
movies, it's directors.
No.
It's
No, I think
movies?
it's movies. Yes.
Well, I'm doing
Direct
directors. I don't care. I have the
directors is
movies they
so much
directed.
easier.
I
Picking
have
up.
the movies they directed, so that's
Okay.
five. So
There you
I am
go.
good to go. So I'm
Okay.
going to give both my director and the movies.
Okay. But do we
Because
want to
we.
start at number five? Everybody say their number five.
Of
Everybody say their
course.
number four. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Because I'm
Yes.
going to
Great.
make fun of all of you. So get prepared.
Okay. Yes. Well, since you're the guest, why don't you start off with your
Is that all right with
number
you,
five?
Simon, if I start off with my number five? Do I have approval
If you
from.
have to, Catherine,
All
you
right. Thank
really
you.
need to.
My number five that I picked was Requiem for a Dream
Oh,
from
goodbye.
2000.
I don't want to hear.
Darren Aronofsky. This is, you cannot just dismiss it. So much stuff happens in that movie. So many things happen. It was the beginning of the feel bad movie kind of, and then if it had been made a year later, it would have been made a month after September 11th, and it never would have gotten to screens.
Lord, these
Absolutely not.
emo movies are killing me. We've
Ah,
already
so
started
good.
emo movies.
All right, I'm gonna get dumped live on screen. The only thing I remember about Requiem for a Dream is ass to ass. It was two ads.
I do.
So I'm getting dumped, and I apologize for being crude.
Gosh, guys.
Doug, I still like you. You're okay. You're not getting dumped off my show. That's between you and
But
her.
we can move right on since now I know
Yes.
how you guys feel about this.
My number five, and I went back and forth with keeping this on the list, but I had to keep it. 1997, directed by John Woo, Face Off.
So close to making my list, John Woo. Like, absolutely close.
I love John Woo. I think this is the best American movie he's made. You got
Yeah.
completely unhinged John Travolta, completely unhinged Nicolas Cage. It's a wonderful movie. I've watched it probably 20 times.
Wow. I did tell you my John Woo story, didn't I?
I think so. I don't remember it, but
I
I'm
have
pretty
met
sure.
John. Just so you know, I did meet John Woo and have a photo with him.
Oh, wow.
I'll
Nice.
just leave it at that. So, and I have a photo with Chow Yun-fat somewhere. And I met Chow Yun-fat too, so.
Well, obviously, if you have a picture of him, I assume you met
Yeah.
him.
So my number five is I thought I, it was tough for me to take this off the list, on the list, off the list. But because I did directors, it's got to be Toy Story 2. I'm a Toy Story
Okay.
junkie. As Doug will say, John Lasseter wrote and directed this and basically created a studio off these movies. You can't argue with it. This studio is still going because of Toy Story.
Oh
And the
yeah.
second one is
So,
poignant as all get out.
and
That.
I agree. It's got great songs. It introduced Jesse.
Yeah.
And the Newman character, and this film is just phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah, it made my honorable mention list. Toy Story 2 made my honorable
So
mentions.
I have to pick John Lasseter and Toy Story 2 because
Okay.
I have a poster on my wall, for Christ's sake.
It's a very
That's fair.
solid pick.
Yes.
Yeah.
See? There you go.
All right, so my number four. Now that I'm just geared up to get absolutely hammered this entire thing. My number four was LA Confidential,
Perfect.
1997. Okay.
Finally, you've watched something decent.
It was got two movies
Requiem for a Dream is good, but
Yeah.
it didn't make my top five, but I like it.
This is, I also tried to look at kind of lasting impact, right? I love
Yeah.
Face Off as much as the next person, and
Right,
I think
which is
about
a
it
good film.
constantly. But
Right.
do I
How
think
often
it
do you
had
think
like
of?
a cinematic footprint that somehow it was like, we gotta
Absolutely, it
recreate this.
did.
No,
Absolutely, Face Off as a cinematic
it's
footprint.
not. Yeah. But LA
And so does.
Confidential, amazing.
They squashed the sequel to LA Confidential. You know that, Doug? There was supposed to be a sequel, and they squashed it.
Oh, yeah, it was part of a four book series that they're. I actually, cat just made a weird noise. Black Dahlia is actually the first book in that series, so the Brian De Palma Black Dahlia movie is connected to LA Confidential.
More you know.
But I love LA Confidential. That's the movie that introduced me and I think probably most people to Russell Crowe
And Guy Pearce.
and Guy Pearce. Yes, I love LA Confidential. Just
Great film.
perfect noir. Love it. Great pick.
Yes. Great roles for anti-heroes. Kind of, you don't know who you're really rooting for at any point. It's great.
Farmer Foggett,
Oh,
complete bad guy.
Russell Crowe all the way. He's such a
Yeah.
good actor. That's why I
Yeah.
wrote
He's
for him.
amazing. I mean,
And
yeah.
hot with Kim Basinger. Isn't Kim Basinger in this one?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
Yes.
she
Didn't she
looks
win supporting
fantastic.
actress?
Yeah, she won the Oscar for
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
Now she doesn't look so good, so maybe she go
Wow.
back.
She still has an Oscar and we don't,
That's
so.
true.
They haven't offered me one. Podcasting, I'm right here.
Tomorrow.
Okay. My number four, I will start off by saying this was a great 5 years for animated films. My honorable mention for animated films includes Toy
Wait,
Story 2.
why are we doing anim? Are we on honorable mentions now?
I'm ramping up to
He's
my
geared
number
up.
four.
Oh my God, I fell asleep in honorable mentions. Let's go.
Okay. Well, Toy Story 2, Perfect Blue, and Princess Mononoke, all incredible
So
animated
four is
films.
Spirited Away then.
No, four Is South Park bigger, longer, and uncut?
How did I not see
Yes!
that coming? Man, oh man.
Fantastic, Frank! Love this movie!
I saw that movie 6 times in the theater. I watched it repeatedly when it came out on disc. I can still sing along to all the songs. It made me laugh harder than any other movie during this time period. I love this movie so much.
I will back you up. I own the soundtrack. And in my city, when this movie came out, we had a strike, so no buses. I walked to the theater to see this film. Must have taken me an hour and a half. I didn't
Uphill
care.
both ways.
I laughed so hard. I fell off my chair in the theater and was on the floor crying.
Nice.
It's an incredible movie. I can't believe I didn't see that one coming.
I own the soundtrack and can sing Brian Boitano to this day. This is
Absolutely.
Quiet Mountain Town.
Yeah, it's great.
Great pick, Doug. Since you made me redo my list because I didn't understand the concept of the show, which I didn't really create, so that's good. My number three, nope, number
Four.
four, that was really close, has to be a film that was ruined to me on a podcast.
Like
The
spoiled
end
or
was
oh.
spoiled 100%. No warning, just boom. And that's why I started watching more movies. You want to know what I got spoiled on, Doug?
Y
I
tu
bet
mama tambien. No.
that was it. You caught it. The
Okay.
Sixth Sense. I had never seen The Sixth Sense. When it came out, I never watched it. It must have taken me 15 years to watch The Sixth Sense. Just never watched it.
Wow. Okay.
Somebody ruined the end for me. I was so pissed.
Man.
And
And
then
you had
when I
gotten all
saw it,
that.
I'm like, are you guys kidding me? That would have been the greatest twist ever if I hadn't known.
Yeah.
So I'm still going with The Sixth Sense because I freaking love this movie.
Perfect movie. It is. And seeing it that opening weekend before spoilers were out there, that is up there with a great movie going experience. Yes,
And I
sir.
got it around in that period. He also had Unbreakable in this period too. So,
Yes.
yeah, but Sixth Sense, I mean, kind of reimagined how horror movies were done. This idea of like setting people up and then having the twist ending, which then got duplicated to diminishing returns. But it's really,
Yeah.
I think of that as a
I
landmark
think the
in horror
twist ending is
films.
two Americans talking to one Canadian. Is that allowed now?
I don't know. We might have to tariff you.
Yes,
Yeah.
as long as Fearless Leader lets us, we
Yes.
shall podcast. But
Can
until
you guys figure out what tariffs are yet? Have you figured that one out?
a lot of us are still working
Yes.
on
Okay,
it.
good. Because we do in Canada completely understand them. So I just want you to
Yeah.
know I took it in high school, tariffs. So.
It feels like very selective understanding from certain
Yes.
people.
Oh, I'm well aware of the selective
Yeah.
understanding. When I
I
look at
will
your
also say.
prices of eggs, and they're 5 times my prices of eggs, I'm really confused.
I will just say one last thing about Sixth Sense.
Yes.
A fantastic PG-13 horror movie.
Yes.
Yes.
It's one of those movies that prove that you don't need the boobs or the blood to make an effective horror movie.
Don't make fun of my slasher films. I think that was a shot at me.
I am not. I love boobs and blood as much as the next guy. I'm just saying you can make good PG-13 horror.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So what are we on now? Number three?
Numero
Oh, I don't know.
tres.
I'm not in charge.
My number three was from 2000 by the Coen brothers, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Which I
Fantastic
loved,
soundtrack.
loved, loved. Like, great use of music, great use of an A-list actor doing something offbeat and funny. I think he kind of opened the George Clooney doing that opened the door for a lot of other A-list actors to maybe take themselves a little less seriously, try out different things. And just a movie I quote still all the time.
Yes.
It does not get old. So.
This one, there is an extra features old. Oh my God. We only ever had one episode of the show. I had a music critic guy come in, and all we discussed was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Because it's
It
incredible.
does exist. I don't know if it's on the feed still, but if you type it in, it should pop up if we I put it up. And we only ever did one episode. of the show.
Remember what
And
number?
that, there's no number because it was just a
Oh,
show.
it's
So
just.
type, "Oh, brother, where art thou?" and it should pop up.
Okay.
And I cannot remember the name of the show because they only covered one episode.
Oh,
Okay.
man.
And
I
it
would
was
love
supposed
to
to be a
listen to that.
spinoff, but it's the guy. I really don't talk much. He's only discussing the music. And we
Yeah.
spent the whole episode discussing the soundtrack.
That's a great
Nice.
spin-off.
That's a
Yeah,
good
talking
idea.
about good
Yes.
albums from
So that
movies.
was supposed to be my next spin-off, but it just never happened.
Damn.
Okay. So the guy didn't want to do it anymore. He didn't like it. So
Fair.
I
Fair enough,
hope
I
it's on the
guess.
feed.
Okay.
I wish I could remember the name of the show, but it was
We
long
hate
time
that guy, Simon.
ago.
Do you know
No,
where
I
he
don't.
lives?
I do. He moved, but I could find him.
He didn't want to do the podcast that badly. He's like, I
No,
gotta get
he
out of
didn't. He
Dodge.
only did one episode, and that's all we ever did. And I really
Damn.
liked that show. We were supposed to do Coal Miner's Daughter next.
Oh man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oof. I would love to hear you guys talk about stuff like I think all the ones I would submit would be ones you guys would be like, I hate this. Don't make me watch Garden State again.
What movie?
Garden State, that
Oh,
emo Zach Braff.
God.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the album's so good. It's so you talk about the
Oh, no, we
music,
can
not the
discuss music. I don't mind doing that. I just want to discuss Garden State.
Fair. Nobody does.
Besides,
To talk about Garden State with
besides,
me.
everybody knows that the best soundtrack ever is The Crow.
Correct.
I thought you were
Correct.
going to say Big Chill, which is the
No.
empirical correct
No,
answer,
it's The
but
Crow.
wow.
No, The Crow, that, oh, phenomenal album.
I'm ganged up upon.
You're dealing with the 90s, kid. I can't help you.
It's
Like, that was
definitely
like
true.
my time of going to clubs and listening to dark music. I still do.
Yeah. In the clubs, the
Yes.
dark music.
I could see Simon in the club
I
with
absolutely could.
the dancing.
Yeah, down in the pits, in the mosh
Yeah.
pits and stuff. Yeah.
Listen, I'm a
With your
hardcore
neon
Tool fan.
lights.
I know what a
Yeah.
tool pit is.
Yeah. I can see it.
I've been in Ministry pits. I'll leave it at that. And for the Beasties for Sabotage.
Ooh,
Okay.
man.
50,000 people at Lollapalooza. This guy was there in
Oh my
the
God.
pit.
Nice.
I
That's
was
awesome.
also in the pit for Ministry's Greatest Hits Tour. Best concert I've ever been to in my life was Ministry's Greatest Hits Tour in the pit.
Going to admit that that doesn't ring a bell. I'll do some research.
I'm not a pit person. I don't like to get hurt when I'm at concerts.
We have a guy named Alan Cross. You guys have never heard of him. He does a lot of music stuff. And he discussed his top 10 music concerts. So this guy just goes to everything. I
Okay.
was at Ministry's Lollapalooza show is on his list as in his top 10 concerts he was ever at. And
Wow.
I'm like, I was there. It
Okay.
was fucking
Me
amazing.
also.
I was there for that one. So Doug, you're number three?
Yeah.
Number four?
My
Yeah,
number
three.
three is, in my personal opinion, the sexiest movie ever made.
Oh, thank you.
It's your home videos, yes.
Yes, I'm well aware of them.
It is Out of Sight, directed by Steven
Ooh, nice
Soderbergh.
pick.
Directed by Soderbergh, I said, starring George Clooney, Jennifer Lopez when they were at the height of their sexiness. The whole scene where they're getting ready to go in bed together, but they're just in their underwear. And that's all you see. It was sexy as hell. God, I love that movie. It's a great crime movie too. You got Albert Brooks in there. I love Albert Brooks no matter what he does, but to
I
get
know
him in
you
there as
do.
a bad guy, I love Out of Sight. Easily
Now,
easily on my
if we
list.
watch the show some more, are we seeing a reenactment tonight of that on screen?
What did they get into a bathtub fully clothed, right? You kind of missed me
Yeah.
on that one.
Or the trunk of a
Trunk
car.
of a car. It's
I
like
do remember.
close spaces.
Yeah. Great pick, Doug. Love the film. Love that film. It's probably the only J-Lo film I can stomach again. Disagree with you on that, but
What
what's
other
your other
J-Lo film
one?
would you watch?
Hustlers.
Oh,
Hustlers was amazing.
God. Stop. Stop.
Are you so I
Stop.
guess you're not gonna see this kiss of the Spider Woman that she's
I've
doing?
already
So
seen it. I've already seen it. What are you talking about? You follow me on Letterboxd? It's rated and reviewed. Pay attention.
I'm behind.
I know. So I've already watched it last week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my number three, Doc, come on. It's probably your number one, though. I'm going to take it from you now.
You might, it depends.
Gladiator.
Not on my list, actually. Believe it
I'm
or not.
sorry. This is my kind of man's
Okay.
movie. My
Okay.
man, Russell Crowe, the only man I've seen I love. I have a man crush on Crowe. Does no wrong for me at any time, and it's Gladiator.
That's
Ridley
fair.
Scott being Ridley Scott at his Ridley Scottest.
Yes, it's an
Watching
incredible
him
movie.
fight shit. This guy's in phenomenal shape. I can't go wrong with this. It's like
And not.
literally watching something and making me cry. It's Russell Crowe when he's not fat. I see him now. I'm like, what happened? Where's Gladiator? Go get the
He's having the
fucking gym.
good life.
Stop eating donuts and drinking wine. Go to the gym. Sorry.
He's happy. Let him be happy.
Yeah.
Ever since he
Also,
got
the
his
introduction of
divorce, he went
Joaquin.
fat. Joaquin.
He's fine. He's fine. The intro of Joaquin Phoenix into like the heavy hitters of good actors, because I remember that performance blew me away, and he has built upon it since in a very respectable way, I think.
Also, the final performance of Oliver Reed,
Oh, yes.
who, if you go by the rumors, died the most incredibly manly way you could possibly go by trying to drink a bunch of people from like the Roman Navy under the table. He had like eight
Well,
beers,
he was an
three.
alcoholic for his whole
Yes,
career, so
yes.
makes sense.
But amazing. I love Oliver Reed.
I also have met Joaquin, so
You've met Joaquin.
I've met Joaquin.
How is he? Is he intense?
He's exactly what you expect him to be
Yeah.
like.
I think I'd be scared to lock eyes with him. I feel
He's
like I'd
not a
fall into.
great signer, I was told, so his mom came to the premiere. So I right in front, I was the first person, hey, can you sign this? He's like, thanks.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's my only one. I have no other story. I can't remember the name of the film, but I know he was there with his mom. That's all I can remember.
That's cute.
Okay.
I wouldn't expect him if he was like some effusive chatterbox in real life. I think I'd be disappointed. I think I'd be
No,
like, no, I
he's
love
Joaquin
this.
all the time.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's his way. Thank you for this Oscar. Everything's terrible. Thanks, Joaquin. Thanks for coming.
He lost his brother at a young age.
Oh,
We could let him be
no,
emo.
no, he's
I have a
fine.
brother story. I met his brother too.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It was before my private Idaho at the Sutton Place Hotel, which is no longer in Toronto. And he was just outside smoking a cigarette. So I
Oh, wow.
handed him a photo and he's like, hey, nice photo. Thanks, man. Nice to meet you. You have a great day. And they went back in. That was my only River Phoenix story. That's the River Phoenix
Yeah.
story. Nice.
How soon before his death was that?
Well, whenever My Private Idaho came out, he was on
Oof.
the September. Did he? I
Yeah.
don't know when he died. It was in September of that year.
I don't know.
I'm gonna do a quick Google.
Okay.
So I guess we're up to number two now, Kate. So you got to.
So this is, I'm pretty sure, going to upset both of you, but I could not pick, so I did a
Hold
tie.
on. Then, sorry. Did she say that word I hate?
I?
No,
Yeah.
tie. Yes, tie. We
Yeah.
don't have ties.
But I.
Okay, Doug, here's go. We'll let you have your tie, but me and Doug choose what the real number two is.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. So
Okay.
my tie for number two was between Talented Mr. Ripley and Magnolia, and I
That's
couldn't
it.
pick between this Philip Seymour Hoffman performances.
Easy for me, Doug.
All right, this is I have not seen Talented Mr. Ripley. I have only seen Magnolia.
Out! Get him! Throw him out! What?
Believe that.
Oh my God!
It is
You're
a
kidding me!
no, it is a big hole in my
Oh, that's like
nostalgia.
a
I'm
black hole
aghast.
sucking things in.
I haven't seen
It's
it.
just that you watch so much very bad stuff. To have missed the radar is,
Sorry.
man, oh man. Well, Simon, you back me up that it's a good movie, even if.
10 out of 10, maybe a solid 8 to 10, Doug.
It's a great
Okay.
movie. Yeah.
No, I
And we
believe you.
know
I
how
just.
hard a critic I am, and I love this film.
Yeah.
Blame Kevin. When Kevin used to have time for this, the other show, Extra Features Review Show, he made me watch this. I blew me away how much I friggin' love that movie.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
It is 100% on my list to watch. I just haven't
No,
seen it yet.
you'll be seeing it by Monday because I expect to see it on Letterboxd.
We're canceling all of our plans. We're doing
Okay.
this now. Yeah,
Come on, it's only 2 hours. It's 2 hours, is it? Yes.
it's and it breezes by. It's a very good
Oh no,
pacing
I believe
watch.
it.
Like you just made me watch Night of the Living Dead remake, which doesn't
Yes.
breeze by in any way.
Yeah, it wasn't that long. It was
It's an hour
fine.
and a half, and if it went longer, it would have had some problems.
I mean, Starmaker was at least 3 days long.
Oh my God, 3 days. I think I'm still looking for my
I
dead rabbit digging
think.
my hole. Yeah, I don't like my sister-in-law. Let's just kill her off and continue. So I will vote Talented Mr. Ripley as my choice.
I have to go Magnolia. It's the only one I saw, but I love Magnolia. It's
Okay.
on my honorable mention list.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your number two, Doug? Nice pick, by the way, Kate.
Thank you.
My number two is one that Kate has already picked. It is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I think in this 5 year period, the Coen brothers made two movies.
They did.
Yes, it was Oh Brother and The Big Lebowski. Both are fantastic and phenomenal, but Oh Brother, I just like more. It just resonated with me more. The music is incredible. Maybe I'm just a man of constant sorrow. I don't know, but I love it. And
Killing me, Doug, because Big Lebowski is on my top 10 best movies of all times.
no, and I get that. It
And it
definitely
doesn't
should be
make
there.
this list. And it was so hard
Wow.
for me not to put it on. You can blame Toy Story 2 because I'm just a Toy
Okay.
Story junkie that took it off. But I'll give it to you. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou is phenomenal. So I think we'll have to have some new rules next episode. We'll discuss that later. I have
Yeah.
some
Okay.
ideas. My number two is a film I gave a 10 to. Every time I watch it, it's on TV. I will watch. I don't like rewatching things, as everybody knows, even though Doug makes me rewatch things like Save the Tiger, Jeremiah Johnson. Thanks,
Yes.
Doug. Okay, I couldn't really enjoy that Jeremiah Johnson rewatch and the Save the
I like
Tiger.
Jeremiah Johnson,
Yeah,
as
let's
you'll hear
respect
in next
that.
episode.
You will. For me, it's got to be Jackie Brown.
Oh,
I
okay.
friggin' love this. You want to talk about perfect soundtracks? This
Yeah.
is the I bought this soundtrack because of
Okay.
this movie.
Yeah.
I still would play this soundtrack today. Like walking on 110th Street. I had to go do that because of this movie.
Okay.
That's how
I
much
mean,
it spoke to me. I went to New York to walk on
oh
110th
man.
Street. I took the train down, got out, did it, and came back. That's all it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Great movie, though.
It's a great movie, and Robert De Niro, my all-time favorite actor, fantastic in this. It shows he could also do smaller supporting roles. De Niro's amazing. I love him.
It's Quentin. Quentin's my man, and yes, I have met Quentin too. I have met De Niro. So, not at the same time, but I did meet Quentin. I met Quentin in New York City. I'll just tell you, Doug always wants these stories. He did a play with Marissa Tomei. So, I don't
Yes,
know
based
what.
on the movie, After Dark, I
No.
think.
Okay, well, I thought it was whatever. That's what I met. And they told me Marissa went in, and I said, that's okay, I'm here for Quentin. And Quentin came a few minutes later, I think, if I remember. De Niro, I've met him twice. I can't remember. The first time I know was after A Bronx Tale at the back
Okay.
on the back of the theater in the slippers. I can't remember when I met him the second time. But he's saying, but he signed. I did show you my photo, didn't Doug? Did
Don't
I show
remember.
you my signed Raging Bull photo?
I don't think you did because I would have
Because I
drooled
have
over that.
I will, one of these days when we're on this show, I will find my Raging Bull photo signed by Pesci and De Niro.
That's amazing.
So I
That
have
is
that.
fantastic.
So I'm moving on. Doug likes these stories, so I'm just
No,
mentioning
I do
okay.
too. I'm just
If they come
I'm
up.
amazed you've met all these people. My God.
Well, we have a film fest in Toronto every year,
I'm
and we
familiar.
used to have great access to them.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now you can get them, but no, back then it was easy.
Yeah.
Like River Phoenix standing outside smoking. Like if you just walked up and got them, like
So
nobody'd even
do you
care.
just go to these things, like you would go and just hang out and
Well, I didn't
whoever would
know
come
who
out?
was coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
That's so
sure there's
cool.
people I've met I've forgotten, but Doug reminded me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I met them at.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I just looked it up. The movie was Wait Until Dark with Alan Arkin and Audrey Hepburn. And that was the play that Tarantino was doing
Oh,
in
well,
New
that's when
York.
I met him in New York, was for that
Okay.
play. And I remember my aunt was on that trip with me. I have a stupid memory. No,
Did
she
she get
didn't care. I just did my own thing at night and she just did
Oh,
her own
man.
thing.
All right.
Okay.
Doug will tell you, and anybody who meets me, I have a crazy memory.
Yeah.
So I remember everything. I remember the first conversation I had with Doug. He won't remember it, but I can tell you what we talked about.
Oh.
I remember. You
Okay.
asked me what my favorite movie was, so we to see if we would
Meshed well.
mesh.
And
Yes.
I also said I wanted to hear what you sounded like.
That's true
Oh,
too,
yeah.
yes.
And we did it over something you had to pay for. Vibe? No, not Viber. Something you had to pay for. I can't remember.
I don't remember. That was many years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Yeah.
was
Doesn't
this
matter.
that back in
Okay.
the
Yes.
talkies?
Yes, it was back in the talkies. I used to have a sleigh dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're number one.
So, my number one, when I picked it, I was absolutely certain that this was going to upset you specifically, Simon. I was like, Doug's going to disrespect this, but Simon's going to absolutely hate it. So, imagine my surprise when you put my number one, which is The Sixth Sense, as one of
Oh,
your
then why
top
would I hate The
movies.
Sixth Sense? It's a perfect movie.
It seemed too easy. It seemed too, like, oh, of
No, I
course, The
love
Sixth
Sixth
Sense.
Sense.
Yeah. I love The Sixth Sense. I can watch that
It's
anytime.
not the correct number one, but it's a good pick.
It's all right. As long as I was sure both of you were going to be like, and never again was she seen on the podcast. That was her first and last appearance.
No, you see, you're
But I
not
love
on the
that.
real show, you're on the fake show.
I'm
So you
on the
gotta
fake
remember.
spinoff show.
Yeah.
I got it. No, I'm not a series regular. I'm a special guest star. I got it.
Yes.
I understand.
No, it's a great movie.
Thank you.
Fantastic pick. My number one, I think you gotta go with it. I think it might be the best movie of the 2000s. Mulholland Drive, directed by
Oh,
David
fuck.
Lynch.
Oh, gosh. I quit. I'm leaving. Not a chance.
Okay.
What did you think he was going to put? Titanic? Like,
Yeah.
I was hoping, that, because haven't you heard me and Doug, when we meet, are reenacting that moment? So I'm going
well,
to
sure.
hold
Yes.
Doug up.
I'm the king of the
Probably.
world. Oh, no.
Yeah.
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 Paint
We're
me like
doing
one of your
that.
French girls. Yeah.
Yes. And then I want Doug to take my necklace and drop it.
Yeah,
And
and redemption for
we're going to
authenticity.
practice it
Yeah.
all. We're going to
Yeah.
do that. That's our
Yeah.
goal. Because I want to be like one of Doug's French girls.
I mean, my main guy, Scorsese, he only did one movie in these 5 years, and that was Bringing Out the Dead. And as much as I love that, it is not
No.
the best Scorsese. Mulholland Drive could be argued is the best David Lynch. I would personally
What a
argue for.
surprise. David Lynch is on the list. Who knew? Don't forget David Lynch.
I would argue Blue Velvet is my favorite David
It
Lynch,
is
but
my
Mulholland.
only one. I like it's a great film, Doug. I'm not bugging you. I have no issues with that pick.
Yes.
Doug, what would my number one pick be, knowing me?
Knowing you, your
It's
number
easy.
one pick, I'm gonna say, I have two that come to mind.
Give them both. You know me well, so this should be easy.
Memento or Lord of the
So
Ring,
close.
Fellowship of
Both
the
of them
Rings.
didn't make it on my list.
Okay.
And they were close. Memento was like, oh, the Matrix.
Fair.
Okay.
Somebody had to do it.
Yes.
No, you don't understand. I saw the Matrix in theaters. It blew me away. I had never seen filmmaking like this. Since Pulp Fiction was my number one movie, this blew me away. I'd never seen an action movie this good in my life. I can't explain to you, unless you saw The Matrix when it came out, how revolutionary The Matrix was to me as a moviegoer. I didn't think
Fair.
they could do this in movies.
I don't think they could up until they did
Like,
it. Yeah.
after I walked out of The Matrix going, I need to see this again now. I still feel the same way. If somebody puts on The Matrix, I'm watching it.
Okay.
I
Please tell me,
will
have you seen
literally go ahead.
recently Keanu Reeves is doing press, he's in a movie and he's in a Broadway show. But
I've
they
seen the
had him
movie.
talking about doing the bullet camera thing. And he's like, one thing that only occurs to me now as a much older actor is how much money that must have cost. Like, because he's like, when you're new and you're young and they're like, they strap you in, you're like, I'm gonna look so cool, this is gonna be great. He's like, never once did it occur to me, like, if I fuck up this shot, it's probably many millions of dollars. Of like, don't fall, don't look stupid, because every time we have to reset this, it's another X hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he's like, at the time, I was just like, ooh, neat. Like, look at my cool coat.
Okay, I have met Keanu too.
Is he nice? I hope he's nice.
He used to be super nice. He's not as nice as he was.
That's okay.
I have
Everybody gets older.
Keanu's with a K, almost, but if I find my older stuff, I have Keanu Reeves perfectly on Bill and Ted stuff.
Interesting.
Full Keanu Reeves, so his signature's changed a lot over this, but he's great. Listen, The Matrix just blew me away. It
Oh,
was
it's
so
incredible. Yeah.
revolutionary for me as a film goer. I still watch The Matrix to this day. If it's on, I will sit down and watch that one scene when he goes to the courthouse and the guns just, it just blew me away. I'm sorry, The
Lobby
Matrix
scene. Is
has to be
that,
it.
yeah, the lobby scene from that, from the, are you holding any weapons on you? And with the coat, with the, from that, I remember sitting in the theater gripping the sides of the seat. Like, this is the best thing I've ever seen from start to finish, just like
And it's
wrapped.
still to this day, it
It
is still
hits.
there for me. I mean, I
Yeah.
love Jackie Brown, but The Matrix to me will always be one of those amazing films. And my daughter's named after one of the characters. Not really,
Yes.
but good enough for me.
Yeah.
So do we have, I don't know what else do we, I don't know how we end this show yet. Do we have anything else?
Do you have any honorable mentions you
Oh,
want
I
to talk about?
do. You can go first, Kate. I have a few.
Well, I just wanted to note in my research for this that in 1997, there was a string of these kind of weird sci-fi movies that have ended up
Yes.
staying with me. Fifth Element, Gattaca, Event Horizon, like all these sci-fi
Okay, saw
movies,
them all.
the loved them all. And I was just like, man, what was in the water in 97 that they were like, sure, that sounds weird. Like, make
26.
it made. Yeah.
You know what it was? It was just we needed a change. And I remember
Yeah.
being 26 and seeing all it. We needed a change. We didn't want our parents' movies anymore. The
Yeah.
80s were finally over. And was Pulp Fiction out yet? Pulp Fiction must have been out by then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By 97. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
think what changed it was Shallow Grave came out. The next week was Pulp Fiction. So I remember that every the year that was it. That was phenomenal. So one week I saw Shallow Grave in theater. The next week I saw Pulp Fiction in theater.
Damn.
And I used to have a group of people I used to go to the movies with every week.
Aw.
Okay.
So that was a long time ago. But yeah, we used to go. We're all married now and gone our own ways. But we still hang out occasionally. But that's what I mean. You don't understand. For us, like The Matrix, all it blew us away. So, I
Yeah,
mean, I
the
think we were getting out of our parents' movies. The 80s kiddies movies were done. They were starting to get new things. Like
Yeah.
technology was really becoming big around that. So they could
Yeah.
do Fifth Element and Matrix and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I mean, this was my college years. I went into college in 96, graduated in 2000. So for most of these are like, I remember t skipping class and going to see The Matrix.
I hope your kid
And
doesn't hear this.
terrible example.
Yes, I'm a horrible
Terrible.
dad. But There was also so many great movies these 5 years. We mentioned Magnolia, but also Boogie Nights came out in these 5 years, and that, not Paul Thomas Anderson's first movie, but his first movie that really established him as
Saw it in
a
theaters.
director to watch.
Saw that with my buddies.
Two movies that are on my honorable mention that I wish I had room for: Cure and Pulse, two Japanese horror films,
Did not see either of them.
directed by Kiyoshi Kurosawa. Two amazing horror films that I think should be, if you're a horror film fan, you should watch these movies. Great, just great 5 years. These were good 5 years, Kate.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I have Scream 2 down that's not been mentioned,
Okay.
which almost made my list because it's my favorite Scream movie. And it made,
Wow.
I
It
love
has
Scream
Timothy
2.
Oliphant. How could it not be good?
Yeah.
I also, Black Hawk Down was on my
Oh,
list,
that's a great
which
one.
I
Great movie.
friggin' love. And what else was not been mentioned? Election.
Election.
It's on
Election's
my
one of those, I
list.
appreciate that it's good, but it was so unpleasant to watch that I.
I know, but Tracy Letts, like,
I
not what's her,
know.
Tracy something, what's her stupid name, Letts? Whatever Reese Witherspoon
No,
name.
Tracy Letts is the playwright.
Sorry, I don't remember. I just,
I
Reese
know who you're
Witherspoon
talking
was
about.
good. And I mean, I also saw Little Red Riding Hood. Freeway, was that the name with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes,
I saw
Freeway.
Freeway. See, this is the period, I mean, people gotta understand, I'm old. We got free passes to everything.
That's
Sneak
awesome.
preview passes were all the time. So constantly review, like you would apply to contests all the time and win them. Like they would give you lots of passes. And they were always down the street from where I work. So I just, one subway stop down and I'd be at the film. And I'd just take the bus home because that was the way I go home anyway. So, So last story, and then I'm going to be done with this.
You're done.
So
Okay.
I'm seeing Freeway. And across the street is this Greek restaurant. Simon being Simon, refusing to pay for popcorn back then, I still don't, went and bought himself two gigantic Greek sandwiches with souvlaki. Boy,
Okay.
was locked in the theater with his backpack.
When you could go into a theater with a backpack on, yeah.
Yes, this is a long time. I sit down, my buddy's like, "What the hell?" He's like, "What? You're kidding me!" And I pull up the sandwich.
So
I,
messy.
oh, it's in tin foil. You gotta
All
be
right, I
careful.
don't know, man.
And then you bring your 2 liter bottle of Coke, because I was drinking Coke back then still, because,
Okay.
and you bring that out of your bag and whatever else.
Sure. Yeah.
So how are we ending this show? Do we
Well,
even know?
unfortunately, before we end, I actually want to call out Kate on a movie I'm
Oh.
surprised didn't make your top five.
Which
What? Dogma.
Dogma? Yeah,
Well,
I love it,
Spirit
but
Away didn't make, nobody mentioned Spirit Away either.
Spirit Away. What else did I
True.
have? Ice Storm was great. Loved Ice Storm.
I can't
Simple
say it.
Plan always shocks me that that's
Simple Plan,
Sam
yes.
Raimi. I cannot believe that that's a Sam Raimi movie, and every
That's
time
true.
it smacks of Coen Brothers so much to me, and every time it's like, right, no, that's not who made Good Will Hunting. None of us
Oh,
mentioned that's on there.
filmed in Toronto.
Oh, really?
Filmed in Toronto.
Man,
I was
nobody
only on the
mentioned.
set one day. I was on the Good
That's
Will Hunting set.
nice.
cool.
Nobody mentioned Galaxy Quest, which
No.
I think is a great
I
movie
think it's
that
a
has
fun
lasted.
film, but it's not going to make anybody's top five.
It was close for me.
By Thor's hammer? Is
Straight.
that.
Yes, by Grabthar's Hammer. Straight Story, fantastic, another fantastic David Lynch movie. Wasn't Sexy Beast?
That's you, Doug.
Nope. It is me, yes. I am the sexy beast.
Contact? Nothing?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden
Absolutely
Dragon?
do not like Contact. I've seen it, but I didn't like it.
Really? Oh,
Crouching
man.
Tiger, I think, is phenomenal to look at. I don't think it holds up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really want to give us all a round of applause for getting this far and nobody mentioning Titanic. Good job,
What
everybody.
movie?
Titanic.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
Well,
I mean
never seen that
I'm
movie.
really glad that we none of us put that anywhere
Yes.
near our top five.
So
It's like
we
absolutely
don't
not.
have a call, but I'm sure I'll think of something in the next 2 seconds. Doug, if it didn't make our list, I guess it just doesn't count.
Yeah, it
Have a
just
great day,
sucks.
everyone.
Night.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're